This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey.
We're experiencing unexpected high call volume, so you might experience a longer wait time.
Due to increases in BestBuy.com.
Hi, thank you for calling Geek Squad Customer Care. This is Anicia speaking. How may I help you today? Hello?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Tyrone. I'm giving a call from XPO. I have an FMS number for you. I'm sorry, my mic was on mute.
Oh, it's okay. Not a problem. Go ahead whenever you're ready.
Ready. And the FMS is 761-398-56.
Okay,
and what was your name again?
Anicia. Okay, can you just verify the customer's information for me, please?
All right, the customer's name is Martha Torres. The address is 125, is SCHROEDERS Avenue, apartment 20B, Brooklyn, New York.
Okay, and it's her phone number 718-500-9818.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what's going on with the order?
Alrighty. So the tech advising that the dishwasher was not installed because the customers don't have an outlet or a power source for the dishwasher to be connected to.
Mm-hmm.
And for the area that it was going in. And that building have like building regulations where they couldn't even like go in and add an outlet. It was going to be too much work for our guys to like, you know, make a complete outlet instead of like replace one. So
mm-hmm.
we wouldn't have access to do that. So he advised her to call an electrician to see if they're able to do it, but she said she has building regulations where she can't do that. So I'm not for sure she's going to, you know.
What she wants to do.
Right,
okay.
Exactly what she
did
wants to do.
The team taking the unit back to the warehouse, or did they leave it with her?
They're supposed to be taking it back. You can confirm okay. that with her because I didn't reach out to her.
Yeah, I'll definitely give her a call to see what it is that she wants to do.
Yeah.
She'll probably, from the sounds of it, probably cancel or reselect, but even if she reselects, it's still going to be an issue with the outlet. Let's see. Okay, just let me know when you're ready for the case study number, and then I'll reach out to her to see what it is she wants to do.
I'm ready for it. Is it a way when you reach out to her, you can let me know? I don't mind waiting. Let me know just to confirm, did they take the item or not? Because he didn't confirm that with me.
He didn't
and I
confirm
add,
it? Okay.
And I want to make sure I add it to the note.
Yeah, not a problem. I could put you on a brief hold while I try to get into contact with her. Is that okay?
No problem.
Okay, not a problem. I'll go ahead and reach out to her now.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, sorry for the long hold time. I just got off the phone with her.
Mm-hmm.
So the team took it back.
Okay.
So I guess she was kind of venting to me because I guess she spoke to like her leasing management and they kind of told her that she was in violation of her lease.
Okay.
So she's kind of like stressed out about that. But the team's taking it back to the warehouse and I'll go ahead and get it canceled and everything because the complex that she's living in told her that she's not able to like install anything that she has used what they provide.
Okay.
Okay. Other than that, was there anything else I could do for you?
No, ma'am. I'm ready for the breeze code now.
Okay. It's going to be 282-816-025.
All right, so we have 282-816-025.
Yes.
All right, well, thank you so much, Ms. Anissa, for assisting me here at XPO. You have a wonderful night, and you be safe, okay?
Yeah, of course. You too. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.